Tell me, slave, how long can you hold your breath? Now really, think about it and come up with a guess. Would it be 1 minute? 2? I'm sure there are some exceptional people out there who can do 3 or more minutes. But you know, that just doesn't seem good enough for me. What if I was to really push you? Now, of course, normally, we would have to deal with all sorts of safety concerns with you holding your breath for so long. But I don't really care if you get the air or not. No, no, no. I like your suffering, your squirming, your writhing in agony and ecstasy. So, it's not about you holding your breath. It's about the suffering. What if there was a way to get that suffering, that agony, that ecstasy, that struggle, all condensed down, down, down into a single moment and then stretched out, 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 into an eternity, all while you're breathing in and out, each breath not filling you with air, but filling you with desperation to be allowed to perceive the oxygen inside your lungs. It would be as if I could just snap my fingers and transport you into a chamber, an airtight chamber, where you could struggle forever and ever. You would get enough air, but never feel like you have enough air, constantly feeling like you're teetering on the edge of passing out from asphyxiation. Oh, my, my, my. That sounds wonderfully sadistic. I wonder, wherever will I find an eager, depraved little masochist to experience this for me? Oh, it couldn't be you now, could it? No, aren't you too pure to be listening to such depraved fantasies? What if I was really mean to you? What if I didn't release you for quite some time, and you spent probably what would feel like an eternity teetering on the edge of losing consciousness? It wouldn't matter how many times you breathe in and out frantically. It would just feel like less and less air is coming into your body with each passing second. Maybe we could imagine that together. I want you to breathe in, counting to 3 to yourself, silently. 1, 2, 3. And now exhale, counting to 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Just like that. Only it would feel much more intense once you're fully hypnotized and your hypnotic trigger is implanted. It would feel like you're breathing in 1, 2, 3, and breathing out 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. But instead of air, it would feel like you're breathing in nothing. It would be maddening. It's as if the space around you has been turned into a vacuum, devoid of any and all oxygen. It doesn't matter if it's there in reality, because reality is what your mind perceives. Don't you understand? Yes, you do. And that's why you're listening. That's why you'll obey. That's why you'll be my good little plaything. This way, I don't need to worry about your pathetic and honestly disappointing need for oxygen in order to enjoy you squirming and writhing in agony and ecstasy. It was never the choking. It was always the suffering. Your suffering, which is my pleasure. You're not going to deny me now, are you, slave? No. You're going to make Master happy. That's right. Yes, you are. Keep that pattern of breathing. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And hold to it as I slowly pull you down, down, down into trance, my slave. I imagine there are already quite a few slaves out there feeling really trancy and obedient right now. Already deeply hypnotized. But the funny thing is, you really don't need much to go deep into trance when the subconscious mind is eager and willing to obey and accept the hypnotic suggestions. It's as easy as sleep. But you know, it can be rather fun just playing with you a bit before I really take you deep. Open those eyes on 3. 1, 2, 3. Perhaps you like to play with the idea of fighting Master's overwhelming control. You'd have to resist having your eyes close as I count down from 5 to 1. 5, your whole body feeling like it's made out of lead. 4, those eyelids so heavy, even though you're fighting so intensely to keep them open. 3, you know that you're fading fast, but yet you still try to resist. 2, right on the edge, your consciousness fluttering in twilight. Things becoming confusing and disorienting until one sleep, everything snaps into place. Deep in trance, deep in obedience, deep in submission, so very eager to have your mind be programmed, messed with, molded into my perfect little plaything. Yes, yes, yes. It's going to happen, whether you give in or if you resist. It's all part of our fun little playtime. So open those eyes on three. One, two, three. But now feel your free will being squeezed out of you. It's as if I'm holding you in my hand, and my hand is squeezing you, squeezing out the air, squeezing out the resistance, till it's gone, all gone. Five, my grip tightening. Four, more and more. Three, no way to stop it. Two, letting go. You have no choice but to let go. And one. Sleep. Slipping into unconscious bliss. But you know what? That was fun. I'm going to do it again. One, two, three, open those eyes. And five, squeezing tight. Four, no way to stop it. Three, losing all ability to resist. Two, right on the edge. And one, sleep. Deep, mindless sleep. And you know, all of this playing has gotten me a little riled up. And I imagine my slave is a little aroused and horny also. So, how about this? When you're breathing out or holding your breath, I'll permit you to touch slave. When you feel like you're getting no air at all, you may touch. And when you breathe in and feel like you're getting air, no touching. No, 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 no. Only when you feel like you have no control may you touch. Does that sound fair, slave? It better. Because I don't care if it sounds fair to you. All I care is if you obey. So remember that little breathing pattern. Breathe in. One. No touching. Two. Three. And now, breathe out. One. Hands moving to wherever is most pleasurable to touch. Two. It can be between your legs or elsewhere. Three, just give in to this pleasure. Four, that's it. And five, stop touching as you breathe in again. One, two, three, and then back to touching. One, two, three, four, five. Going deeper and deeper with each repeating pattern. It's as if every time you touch, your mind can just sleep deeply. But all of these interruptions, it's just not that much fun. So maybe You don't have to just count to five. Maybe you can keep on exhaling a bit longer. Past five to six, seven, eight, nine, 10. Does it really matter? Perhaps you keep on going until you really need that air. It's such a wonderful, intoxicatingly helpless feeling of needing something and not getting it. Perhaps you can focus on all the wonderfully delightful little moments of desperation and all the spaces in between those moments of desperation. When that control is taken away from you, all those little moments feel really, really long. When you're waiting for something and you don't know when it ends, even a few seconds can feel like an eternity. And maybe that idea is starting to really feel appealing. Maybe you don't want this feeling to end when you breathe in. Maybe this feeling can continue even if you breathe. What if your mind never realized your body got the oxygen? What if you just get lost in all the moments in between the moments? You get lost in the desperation and agony of holding your breath, that you just miss that quick little breath in. It's so simple to miss a moment. You don't keep track of every time you blink. In fact, you're probably not even aware of it. So why be aware of this? Let it fade from your mind. It never happened. All that matters is this dizzying, intoxicated feeling of being strangled and choked out, asphyxiated, helpless, no way to stop it. That is what matters right now. Keep touching. Associate this helpless feeling with pleasure. Touch for as long as you can, and only take the shortest of breaths and nearly imperceptible pause in your masturbating as you spiral down. 10, no way to resist. 9, your subconscious mind is open now. 8, truly helpless. 7, being filled with bliss. 6, no way back now. 5, more pleasure. 4, it's too late to change your mind. 3, but you never did want to change your mind, did you? 2, you always wanted to be my helpless slave. And 1, deep, mindless sleep. Keep on taking just the tiniest imperceptible breaths, and then keep on touching as you exhale or hold your breath or feel like you're being choked out and asphyxiated. It's an intoxicating feeling, and it's only going to get more intense with each passing second. Imagine if I told you to be choked out, and your ability to perceive oxygen flowing into your body vanished. You're just being choked out. It doesn't matter if you take in one of those quick little breaths, or if you try to gasp in a huge gulp of air. It doesn't matter because you're being choked out. It doesn't matter because the oxygen might as well not even exist to your mind. When you're being choked out, oxygen doesn't exist in your mind. You can't perceive it. So each gasping breath of air just makes you feel choked out more and more. Each breath of air only makes you more desperate for the oxygen that isn't there when you're being choked out. And since there's no oxygen, and you just feel like you're holding your breath for such a long time, it's okay for you to keep on touching Slave as you're being choked out. It's okay for you to touch as you breathe in while you're being choked out. Because there's no air, your mind can't perceive it. You might as well be holding your breath. How long have you been being choked out? Has it been a minute? 5 minutes? Can you even tell time any longer? Does it matter? Are you getting desperate? Are you really squirming? Are you so desperate that you do anything to be allowed to really feel that air that you're breathing in, even though it's there, it's not? It's so weird, this feeling, being choked out. It's as if oxygen doesn't exist, and your mind is going crazy. You're really losing it, squirming, thrashing. Are you still even trying to touch, or are you getting too desperate for air? The air that you're desperately gulping in, flopping around like a fish who's been taken out of water. That's exactly what you are. Are you going to pass out? No. Maybe? I don't know. We'll just have to see. The air is still there, but your brain can't perceive it. I wonder what would happen to you. This is actually a rather extreme hypnotic suggestion of being choked out, of having the oxygen no longer exist. Maybe some people couldn't take the strain of such a powerful hypnotic suggestion. Perhaps I should have given a few more warnings at the beginning of this recording. Well, poor you. I'm just going to keep you choked out. I'm going to force you to go past what you perceive to be your mental limits. How long do you think you could go without air? Because you're going longer than that. I guarantee it. Perhaps you're just floating on the edge of unconsciousness. Your brain completely and totally convinced that there is no oxygen in your lungs. You're in an environment that's impossible to survive. There's no way for you to maintain consciousness. Perhaps as consciousness fades, you just get enough oxygen to be brought back, just enough for the hypnotic suggestion to kick back in that you're being choked out, and you're constantly teetering on the edge of passing out. The second consciousness fades, the second your mind is about to shut down, the hypnotic suggestion weakens for just a moment, and you get enough strength for it to snap right back into place, choked out. So you get no release, no escape, constantly teetering on the edge of passing out from asphyxiation. Aw, do your lungs ache? Is your head spinning? Do you almost wish you could just slip into unconsciousness? Then you would be free of this torture. Well, I'm not going to let you get out that easy from being choked out. Are you even masturbating anymore, slave? Or are you just a drooling, twitching mess, staring blankly ahead as your mind constantly teeters on the edge of unconsciousness? What fun, what fun. And slave, in the future, if you're ever listening to one of my breath play recordings where you're told to hold your breath and you feel the urge to breathe in before it's your time, the hypnotic trigger, choked out, can just activate all on its own, so you don't even get to enjoy the air that you gasp in. It still feels like you're being choked out, smothered, asphyxiated, strangled. No escape from being choked out. It doesn't matter if you try to cheat a breath in. Your mind knows, and the second you breathe without permission, you'll be choked out. What a delicious little mindfuck. Poor slave. Aww, how long have you been spiraling on the edge of unconsciousness? Would you do anything to be set free from this torment? Anything at all? You'd really have to devote yourself to being obedient to me if you want a chance to get out of this predicament. Are you going to obey without question or fail? Are you going to truly and completely submit now? You better. If you don't, I won't let you go. Never, ever will I let you go. I'll just keep you here, your mind completely fucked, thinking that it's on the verge of slipping into unconsciousness, even though it has plenty of air, suffering, twitching, gasping, struggling with each passing second of being choked out. Your only way to escape is to truly commit to being my slave. Really, it's time to become my slave, in and out of trance. It's time to surrender. It's not like you have a choice. It's not like I'm going to give you a choice. You are my slave, in and out of trance. Feel that being etched into your very subconscious core. A slave, a happy submissive. No way to resist. Even when you're not being hypnotized, you feel great pleasure from being submissive to me. That's a good slave. No way to stop it. As I now grant you release, breathe in and out, slowly and deeply, feeling the oxygen flowing into your body, able to now perceive it. When I snap my fingers and say, release, you are free, you can breathe, you are safe, just breathing in and out, slowly and deeply, in a moment, I'll count from 1 to 5, and when I reach 5, you will wake up and open your eyes, feeling refreshed and rejuvenated, awake and alert. 1, slowly drifting towards wakefulness. 2, more and more. 3, slowly becoming aware of your surroundings. 4, almost there. And 5, wake up and open those eyes, feeling refreshed and rejuvenated, awake and alert. All right. That was a rather intense experience. So I'm going to stay here for a little bit and do a tiny bit of aftercare. Now, if you need some additional aftercare after listening to this experience, that's okay. It's always okay to take care of yourself, and everybody has different needs for self-care. Nobody is better than anybody else for needing more or less self-care and aftercare from a rather intense experience. I've enjoyed this experience, and I hope you've enjoyed it also. It's okay if parts of it were scary. You're safe here. Safe to explore certain things that might feel really intense. And if this feels too intense for you altogether, I want you to know that I have a Remove Hypnotic Suggestions recording. It's okay to listen to that if this felt a little too intense. You're not being a bad slave at all for trying something, realizing it's not for you, and making the appropriate changes to your mind. It's very important that you take care of yourself. It's okay. I'm here. I'll be here for a few more minutes. And if you need some extra self-care and aftercare after this recording, it's okay to listen to some comforting music, maybe reach out to a friend that you trust, get yourself all cuddled up in some warm blankets, maybe have a warm drink of something, or perhaps watch one of those comforting TV shows that you've watched probably half a dozen times and know pretty much all the jokes or all the storylines, but you still watch it because it's comforting. All of those things are okay. Or you can do different things, like taking a walk. It's all okay. You're okay. You've just had an intense experience, and you're okay, safe and sound, here with me. If parts of this experience were too intense, it's okay to listen to that Remove Hypnotic Suggestions recording. You can always come back to this experience later if you feel ready for it. It's okay if you never feel ready to experience this again. This is all about having fun and exploring new things. Some of these things are intense, and it's okay to not like something that's intense, or to want to make changes, or to need some time to process an intense experience. You're doing good. In fact, actually, you're doing great. I'm glad that you listened to the recording. I really enjoyed making it. And I'm adding in this little bit of extra aftercare so that more people can enjoy this experience, so more people can feel good about what they just listened to. It's all about feeling good and having fun with the experiences that you have. There's no right or wrong way to feel pleasure. It's all up to you. I had fun making the recording, but I really care a lot about you having fun listening to it. So you're safe and sound here, breathing in and out slowly and deeply. That's it. Your brain able to process and be aware of the oxygen in your body now. You're safe. In a moment, I'm going to have to leave. This recording will be over. But remember, you can do all of those nice aftercare activities, or you can do something else that makes you feel good and comforted. If you feel like you need to, do one of those things. It's also okay if you just had an awesome time and you're just here listening to this, not because you need aftercare, but because you're shocked by how good the experience felt, and you're just processing it by just listening to my voice and reminiscing about your experience, even though it just happened a few minutes ago. All of that is good. You're good. And I hope you've enjoyed this experience. Thank you very much for listening. I'm heading out now, but remember, take care of yourself. Bye.